Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Most books on leadership focus on what a leader is and what a leader can do to improve himself or herself as a leader. After 50 years of pastoral leadership in various capacities as lead pastor, executive pastor, district superintendent, adjunct college and seminary professor, conference speaker, and consultant, Dr. John R. Strubar came to the conclusion that the most important aspect of leadership is how the leader engages and serves his or her ministry colleagues and the larger church constituency. His book, Other-Centered Leadership, How to Treat Ministry Colleagues, is his attempt to call church leaders back to the biblical basics of leadership. Dr. Strubar attended Westmont College, graduated from Fort Wayne Bible College with a Bachelor of Arts in 1969, continued his theological education at Trinity Evangelical Divinity School, receiving a Master of Divinity in 1973, a Master of Theology and Practical Theology in 1975, and a Doctor of Ministry in Administration and Church Revitalization in 1980. In his current role with Interim Pastor Ministries, he has facilitated the turnaround of a number of churches across denominational lines. With us on the program today, a pleasure to welcome to This Week in America, Dr. John R. Strubar, author of Other-Centered Leadership, How to Treat Ministry Colleagues. Dr. Strubar, welcome to the program, sir. It's great to have you with us.
It's great to be with you, Rick. We've been looking forward to it.
I have been looking forward to this. It's going to be a fascinating conversation. I'll give you all the information where the book is available, basically everywhere as we go through the program. You have such a unique perspective to talk about church leadership. I briefly touched upon your background. Give us a little bit more of your background, because this really gives you a very inside look at church leadership.
Yeah. Well, I've been involved in leadership for a number of years, and so much of the conversation and most of the books that have been written on leadership focus on how the leadership can improve himself. And oftentimes, what I find out, one of the biggest problems in leadership is that leaders so focus upon themselves that they neglect investing in others. And as I have studied the scriptures and then had so many different experiences with ministry colleagues, one of the things that I have come to realize is that more important than the leader himself is the teammates that surround that leader. And when we put the interests of other leaders before our own interests, it builds a sense of confidence, it builds a sense of morale. And it also builds momentum in terms of a team ministry. I'm convinced that team ministry is the best way to go, especially in a post-COVID world where there has been so much change.
Yes.
And the way in which we lead, I think the focus has to move away from the leader himself to those that surround the leader and how he can help them become successful and productive in their ministry.
It's one thing to observe, and you've done that through all of your career, and then decide to write a book about it. What prompted you to write Other-Centered Leadership?
Well, what prompted me was primarily my relationships that I've had in so many different venues over the years. And so many times I connect with staff pastors and others who are not in a lead role. And many times they feel neglected. They feel as though the head leader does not really take them seriously. Or if there are issues, the leader does not take proactive steps to resolve them. And hence, there are a lot of people that are serving in ministry positions where they have lost their sense of call. They have lost the sense of how they contribute to the team simply because the leader has not taken any initiative toward them in terms of mentoring them or investing in them so that they can become stronger leaders and make a greater contribution to the team.
Our guest on This Week in America is John R. Strubar. If you're Googling, that's S-T-R-U-B-H-A-R. This book is Other-Centered Leadership, How to Treat Ministry Colleagues. Book available, of course, at Amazon, all of the usual places. All this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. As you read the book, this is really a book that will benefit a lot of people. Talk about those that would take something away from reading this book, that would benefit from reading Other-Centered Leadership.
Yeah, I think it's not only something that would benefit, you know, ministry leaders, pastors, and staff pastors. I think it would also help any kind of leader in the church, whether they're on the elder board or the deacon board, just learning how to build relationships. One of the problems today is that a lot of leaders do not have a high EQ, that is emotional intelligence. They haven't learned how to build relationships, and they don't know how to restore relationships, or they also have a problem when it comes to forgiving when things have not gone the way in which they would like them to go. And what I've discovered is that as we really begin to focus on the interests of others rather than our own interests, we are able to engage them in some of these vitally important other related processes so that we can strengthen the entire body of Christ. Everything that is in the book is based on a biblical principle, and then we've tried to relate it to some of the current issues that many times ministry teams experience, whether it's conflict or triangulation or unforgiveness or whatever it may be that keeps the team from functioning at a high level.
You know, it's interesting in reading the book. This really comes from years of and hundreds of interactions, hasn't it? I mean, this is you know, boots on the ground type of observation. Yeah. You've actually seen this, witnessed it, and learned from it.
Well, it's true. I think one of the things that has been a disappointment to me as a leader is to see how many leaders have fallen by the wayside simply because there was no positive intervention in their lives by the main leader, or they just became discouraged because they were going through a period in their lives where they needed some help and encouragement, and that was not to be found, whether it was maybe they needed to be admonished in some way, or maybe they needed to be helped in a way to serve better. But instead of having a conversation with the lead pastor or the lead leader, oftentimes they felt isolated and alone. And I think it's one of the big problems that many staffs encounter, and that's why I've entitled it How to Treat Ministry Leaders. We need to value one another, and one of the best ways to do that is to affirm and to build up each other. I think this, again, is one of the areas where many leaders have a blind spot. They don't understand the value of affirmation and building up others. And as a result, they're not really keyed in to some of the issues that maybe staff members are dealing with, where they're really asking for help. It's not that they don't want to serve. They're just going through a period of time in their lives where they need more encouragement and more help from the lead person.
The book we're talking about is Other-Centered Leadership, How to Treat Ministry Colleagues by John R. Strubar. That's Strubhar. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You'll be able to link directly on to the Amazon link and get information and order the book there as well. What is the main message of the book, do you think? What do you hope the takeaway is after people read Other-Centered Leadership?
I hope they'll take away the concept that when we put the interests of others above our own interests, not only do we succeed, but we enable others to succeed and to excel in ways that they couldn't were it not for the fact that they have had someone who believes in them and who really values them to the point that their ministry is just as important as his is. It's amazing to me that so many leaders get hung up on ego. They get hung up on advancing their own agenda. But when we put the interests of other leaders before our own leaders, we help everyone else to achieve greatness. And I think the thing that really stimulated me to think about this was when Pat Riley was talking about Magic Johnson back in the 80s when Magic was playing for the Lakers. And we actually lived in Pacific Palisades at the time and would go to many of the Laker games at the old Forum in L.A. And Pat Riley would say that what makes Magic Johnson great was not his individual skills, but that he made other players look great. Yes. He brought out greatness in others. And the whole premise of the book is, as we invest in others, we bring out greatness in our colleagues, which really advances the kingdom of God.
Boy, time is going by so quickly. So much great information packed into Dr. Strubauer's book, Other-Centered Leadership, How to Treat Ministry Colleagues. I mentioned in the intro, this is different than other books on leadership. You touched on that at the beginning of the conversation. What makes this book different? And I think maybe you just touched on that a moment ago, that the focus isn't just on the leader, it's the leader and everyone around him or her.
Yes, it's really, the focus is on others, not the leader himself. Again, I think this has been a blind spot, and we haven't learned how to cultivate in many venues and in many situations the importance of relationships in making a strong team. Everything rises and falls on relationships. And as I studied the scriptures, it seemed to me that over and over again, the emphasis is on the fact that God calls us to invest in one another. He calls us to seek the best in others. And when that becomes the focus, it changes the way in which we do ministry. And it not only gives longevity to the lead pastor, but it also brings a sense of strength and stability to the staff, and the morale also increases exponentially.
You write about that other-centered leadership is a calling from God. Explain what you mean by that.
Well, God, in his sovereignty, I believe, calls us into relationships. The first, of course, is a relationship to himself through faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. But along with that, he calls us into relationships with one another. I don't believe that the Christian life is meant to be lived in isolation. We need others around us. We need others to speak into our lives and to help others achieve all the potential that they have. And I think far too often within, whether it's the business world or the church world, our relationships have not been such that encourages that kind of commitment, which I believe is foundational to any kind of a strong team building process.
The book is Other-Centered Leadership, How to Treat Ministry Colleagues. John R. Strubauer is our guest on the program. Why is it, do you think, it's putting other people's interests and successes before our own so difficult? Is it ego?
I think a lot of it has to do with ego. We live in a world, and this was, it's almost a repetition of what happened back in the 80s when it was all focused on, you know, me and myself and how I can achieve. We've come back to this issue where so much is all about instant gratification and how I can please myself and what can I do to make myself better. And I think that especially after the coronavirus took place, there is a tremendous need. Staff people, ministry leaders, whether you're in the business or church world, they are craving for relationships. And this book is all about helping people understand the relationships that God is calling them to, whether it's to restore or to build up or to forgive. But it is focused on basically helping others understand the uniqueness of belonging to the Lord Jesus Christ and then serving in a way that is reflective of his grace and his goodness in our lives.
A couple minutes left in the program. You've seen both sides of this, and that's what prompted you to write the book, Other-Centered Leadership, How to Treat Ministry Colleagues. You've seen what happened when leadership was more self-centered, self-focused than focusing on the team and everyone involved in the ministry. When you witnessed the other side of this, when people, leadership started putting the interest of others ahead of their own agenda, what do you see there? What happens when you do it the way where it's all-inclusive?
Well, one of the things is that I have seen just a incredible sense of, wow, someone has finally listened.
Yes.
Wow, maybe there is a leader who is concerned more about me than about himself. How that impacts the team is that it builds a sense of community. It builds a sense of joy, and it also builds a sense of momentum around the shared value and vision of the company or the church in which you're leading. It's transformative in terms of how people relate to each other, and as they experience that kind of affirmation and leadership from the leader himself, it encourages them to be an other-centered leader as well. So it has a rippling effect. The more we as leaders can focus on others and others begin to see that, they begin to focus on others and the entire team begins to be strengthened.
How does other-centered leadership avoid the pitfalls of triangulation, the misunderstanding between ministry colleagues? How does that function?
Well, it basically happens when leaders talk to each other instead of about each other.
Okay.
Triangulation happens when there are issues between leaders, and instead of talking directly to the person that they're having an issue with, they talk to someone else, they involve others in the conversation, and they don't really have anything to do with the issue that has come between them and another leader. And so one of the things that has broken my heart is how many times because staff people don't feel comfortable talking to a leader about an issue, they go to other leaders, they involve others in their discontent, and they triangulate the process. And instead of solving things become more polarized, more difficult. And instead of experiencing peace and tranquility, there's always this underlying sense of distrust because they've shared things with others that they should have really only shared with a leader in which they're having the issue with. So triangulation is one of the big problems that happens within a leadership community. And the best way to overcome it is by just having good, honest, one-on-one conversations with others, listening to one another, affirming each other, and working things through. The last thing you want to do is start talking about each other. And that's where triangulation really sets in and can have some devastating effects.
Great words of wisdom. Listening would get us through so many problems, wouldn't it, if we would just listen and actually really listen to what people are saying.
Right.
You've done such an excellent...
Listening is probably one of the neglected aspects of leadership. We have so much that we want to communicate sometimes. Our mouths are overworked and our ears are dull of hearing.
Yes, as somebody's talking, we're loading up our mouth to a response. And it may not even be a response.
That's what happens many times. And oftentimes when we don't listen, we respond incorrectly and that further exacerbates the issue.
You know, this book is so well written. Are you working on other books now?
Not at the moment. I just have finished up this period of time where I've been involved in so many churches that have had issues. And so I'm going to take a little bit of a hiatus, but I've got a couple other ones percolating in my mind. I just haven't been able to put it in any kind of a manuscript yet.
Well, this book is so well done. It's a book on just leadership in general, one of the better books on leadership that you will read. The book is Other-Centered Leadership, How to Treat Ministry Colleagues by John R. Strubhar. That's S-T-R-U-B-H-A-R. Book available, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. Link onto our website for more information. I want to thank Adventure Time Narratives for arranging our conversation with Dr. Strubhar on the program today. So much more we can talk about. Hopefully we'll have a chance to do this in the future. The book is so well done, so powerful, and will really make an impact in the hands of so many people in their leadership style, in the church, and just in leadership in general. Doctor, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you so much, Rick, for having me. It's been a joy to share a little bit about other-centered leadership. Thank you so much.
It has been our pleasure. And again, hopefully we can pick up on that because so much more to talk about. So just buy the book, Other-Centered Leadership, How to Treat Ministry Colleagues. John R. Strubhar, our guest on the program. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.